Mr. Alistair Griffin!
Afternoon, Dandy. Hey, there's always one that brings a bell on the stick.
Secretary's tent alongside the horse ring, and she'd like to see...
It's finally cleared up. It was absolutely hammering it down yesterday, wasn't it?
Auntie Paul,
beautiful day, without Danby Dale, a bit like Glastonbury, without the horses. Similar crowd. Get involved, having fun.
Now, Alistair Griffin.
Thank you, Graham. I was already here, but just before we start, I'd just like to point out that the results of the lemon curd are in. Robbed again. So, you know, I'll keep up the cooking. You know, someday, maybe, I'll be up there with Mrs. Cornforth. Speaking of Mrs. Cornforth, there might be a little surprise appearance from her. If she is near the our grandstand, if she is near, make yourself known to some people at the back. There is a special surprise for Mrs. Cornforth. I think we're going to sing now a little song. You might know it. It's called Wherever You Will Go. And it goes a little something like this. Indeed. We almost had a breakout of clapping down there. Please feel free. You're very subdued, actually. I've never seen a Danby Show crowd like it. Maybe it's the mud. Get involved. Here's a little song. It was going to be, well, obviously, Fields of Mud. But the weather's cleared up. We're going to dedicate this to Danby. You fine people. But more importantly, Dave Mould. You remember me when the west wind moved on the field by. We'll forget the sun in its jealous sky when we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while on the field. Changes the key. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a thief amongst us. Pickpockets are operating in the area. There's a cap all missing. If you've got it, can you please come forward? I think the word is bugger. Plan B. We'll do one without the guitar. I'll pretend. Here's a little song, it's called Oblivion.
Out of space and into my mind.
Three people shouted: Dave, Steve, and Trevor. Fred, thank you, Fred, for the coconut. Much appreciated. I'll be. Is there a shy? Did you win that on the shy? Is there a hooker duck? That's a letdown. Disappointed. Should we go? Okay. What's next? The culprit has been found. He's been undrawn and quartered, top of Danby Dale. Sorry, for those who are worried about Dave Mould. How do you know who he is? Oh, God. You know him. You know him, Fred. Good. We're going to do a little song, Feeling Alive. Don't do that because there's a lot of hair and that's health and safety. That's a shame. I mean, yeah, why not? No, actually, it's dangerous. Okay. Spider-Man, over there. Look, Spider-Man. Spider-Man's on his mission. Spider-Man, everyone, look at Spider-Man. That is the speed Spider-Man. He has shrunk in his old age, but no, comes to us all, even Spider-Man.
Tonight I feel like I die.
Shall we wait until next year? I don't know if we can. Ladies and gentlemen, where's the cup? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce, years and years of trying and not failing in trying to win the lemon curd contest, the Blue Ribbon event, and keep it good music. The Blue Ribbon event of the show, as everyone, that's why you're all here. We came to see you won the lemon curd. And for service, I've donated a cup. It's 50 quid, so that's out of my pocket. It's for the Lifetime Achievers Award. I can see her coming through the crowd here. I can see her. She's coming. Lifetime Achievers Award for services to lemon curd. Where's the cup? Come on, read it. Lifetime Achievement Award for the pursuit of excellence in the field of lemon flavoured preserves. I didn't know you curd. Oh, God! I know. Now then. Who won? Not only has Mrs. Cornforth trounced me again in the lemon curd, she's got first prize. But I know, worth a round of applause in itself. I'm going to present this to be held for 1 year. I'm on your only. I'll be coming back for it. Mrs. Cornforth, I'm going to put down. Oh, God. It's loud, isn't it? I'm going to put Mrs. Cornforth on my back, and we're going to get on this stage and we're going to sing a song which Mrs. Cornforth has brought. Alright, we're not. I'm going to stay there, because it's a bit far. And Mrs. Cornforth, She gave me a recipe. Someone said, I've got the same recipe, yet I didn't get a prize. Does it seem possible? Mrs. Cornforth, the Alistair Griffin Lifetime Achievement Award for the pursuit of excellence in the field of lemon curd flavoured preserves had to be held for 1 year. It's a delight to hand it over. There you go. Round of applause for Mrs. Cornforth. Have a little photo of Paul here. Very important. Mr. Cornforth, would you like to say something?
School, when it's dinner
time. She used to look after me at school at dinner time. It's the first time I've heard, but we're going to take a little photo. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Cornforth. Personally, I enjoy that more than the singing. I'm being waved at this. Jim Carmer is about to get back underway. The Grand Tub has come out. And Domino. Is Mrs. Hartley here? Is Mrs. Hartley here? There is a legal battle going on between myself and Mrs. Hartley, who taught me the recorder when I was six. Is she here? What's that? Oh, getting birthday requests now. God. Sing happy birthday. I'm not singing it. You are. This is for you, actually. To Jilly Perry. Happy birthday, Jilly Perry. 16 today. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Is that you? She's currently being used as a horse. Been giving someone a piggyback. And this is Jilly Perry, 16. Lovely to meet you. Would you like a coconut? I think we've got it. Okay, all right. Sorry, mate. Easy. What's... Oh, God, what are we doing? One more song? Can we just go? You want us to go? Fine. Here's a little song. Oh, God. It's been tremendous. It's been fantastic. It's been wonderful. Here's a little... By way of a thank you, we came here today. By hook or by crook, we came through the mud. But I'd like to say thank you to everyone from Danby Castle and Whitby, the Esk Valley, for supporting me. So I wouldn't be here without you, so. And thanks to Armstrong Richardson's and Sean. Where is he? I can't bloody see. Thanks to everyone. We're going to leave you with this. Leave you with this? It's a little song. Sing along. Wave your hands. Do stuff. Coconuts. Don't throw them. It's dangerous. It's called Bring It On. A bit louder, I think.
Your toast is what you're thinking. You even start up drinking and watching TV all day long. But don't ever stop believing. Ideas that you're conceiving can change the world. I take it on. Losing my job around. I'll turn it up, turn it up.
thought I'd seen a pound. And I was then I was one of them party poppers. I saw that joke from Peter Kay. God, he's funny. Oh God. The woman's kissing me. Ooh. Another? That's a pound. Oh, steady with your coconut. You got another one? Brilliant. Right, we're gonna do one more song. Mrs. Cornford has requested a song. It's a funny ad, don't ask me. Wagger, do you know On Ilkley Moor by Tat?
Yeah, I do, mate, yeah.
Give it a go. Go for it. Oh, God.
Do you know it?
Not at all. Do you know Autumn Days?
No.
Anyone know Autumn Days? Yeah. Autumn Days when the grass is... Oh, God. Keep it going. Good. Just talking to this man over here. Hang on. That's a first. That's one of Robin Gibb's favourites. So, that's... Where has it been? On Ilkley Moor by Tat. I haven't heard it, where it is. Alright, here's a little, so we've finished this. I bid you farewell. Because the Gymkhana's getting closer. Oh, I'm Domino. Final song. It's called I'll Be There For You. And there's a bit in it, we have to clap. Like that. Not like that, because I'm holding the microphone, that's... Yeah. You know it. You don't, but... Right, here we go. Oh, I don't know how this is going to sound. We're winging it now, I don't have a clue. Just, we haven't even got I'll Be There For You in the bloody tracks. So guess. Go on, hit it. Hit it! Ooh, false start. No, I mean, they've had a false start with the top. Oh, that's embarrassing. It's a little... I know you were there. Oh, these people are getting bored. 150 years, Whitby Gazette, Spider-Man. Good. Right. Well, man, are we ready? It's a bit tricky, isn't it? It's a bit... Yeah. There's a scratch on the CD. Hey, here we go.
See Johnny. Good night. We'll be by Champ selling a beer and signing stuff. So, good night, all.